Well, President Donald Trump wants to send people back to the moon and maybe even Mars.
I kind of understand Mars. Why back to the moon?
I don't know.
What's the point? Been there, done that. Got rocks?
Maybe to colonize it?
President said the move is about dreaming big.
This is a giant step toward that inspiring future and toward reclaiming America's proud destiny in space. And space has so much to do with so many other applications, including a military application. So we are the leader, and we're going to stay the leader, and we're going to increase it manyfold.
Maybe he wants to shoot down rockets from the moon.
Well, that's quite a distance.
I don't know.
You can get a lot closer than that. Space is big, really, really big.
Vice President Mike Pence told the National Space Council back in October that Donald Trump planned to return to the moon. So I guess this isn't all that surprising.
Not that Trump personally is going to return to the moon.
No.
NASA has already been planning for a mission to send people back to the moon by 2021. So I guess that's going to happen. President Trump didn't mention a price tag, but he did say that space is a symbolic area of American leadership. Excuse me.
I wonder if they're going to use non-traditional space companies to help them, like Elon Musk's SpaceX and Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin, or if they're going to rely on NASA.
I don't know.
Because it is so expensive.
There's a White House Space Council headed up by Vice President Pence who said, the president said, this time we will not only plant our flag and leave our footprints, we will establish a foundation for an eventual mission to Mars and perhaps someday to many worlds beyond. Yeah. All right. That'd be cool.